EU elections, results point to Brexit Party win, Le Pen beating Macron. By Jack Montgomery on May 26, 2019. Results for the EU Parliament elections are beginning to roll in. With Nigel Farage's Brexit Party in first place in Britain, Marine Le Pen appearing to defeat Emmanuel Macron in France, and important wins for national populists in bulwarks Poland and Hungary. This story will receive regular updates as results emerge. The original story appears beneath them. Update, Monday 9 a.m., Italy Salvini, a new Europe is born. With almost all votes counted, Italy's right populist League Party is placed in first place with more than one-third, 34.4%, of the vote, with the establishment left-wing Democrats with 22.7% of the vote. While in France, Marine Le Pen's national rally is reported to have 5.3 million votes compared with 5.1 million for the progressive left La République en Marche. LREM/Republic on the move, led by President Emmanuel Macron. Italian Minister of the Interior Matteo Salvini, who is the League's party leader, remarked on the results in his country, France, and the United Kingdom, telling media, "Not only is the League the first party in Italy, but Marine Le Pen is the first party in France, in the UK Nigel Farage is first. So Italy, France, and England, it's the sign of a Europe that is changing. A new Europe is born," he added. Update, Monday 8:30 a.m., Brexit Party placed first in latest projections. While the results are still only at projections, with Northern Ireland and Western Isles votes yet to be counted, Nigel Farage's Brexit Party is placed firmly in the lead, with a predicted 24 seats. The preliminary results reported by Sky News are as follows. Brexit Party, 29 seats, plus 29. Liberal Democrats, 16, plus 15. Labour, 10, minus 10. Green Party, 7, plus 4. Conservative Party, 4, minus 15. Scottish National Party, SNP, 3, plus 1. Plaid Cymru, 1, no change. UKIP, 0, minus 24. The establishment parties have seen major losses, with Labour's vote share halved from 20 to 10, while the party of the British government, the Conservative Party, came in fifth, winning just 4 seats, a loss of 15. Former Conservative Party MP and incoming Brexit Party MEP Anne Widdecombe told the BBC Sunday night, "There was only ever one reason to vote the Brexit Party. We didn't cloud it with any other issues. We said, vote for us if you want a Brexit. That is what the nation has done big time tonight, and so what I think this does is send a very clear message to Westminster again that if they don't sort out leave at the next general election, both parties will see carnage." He told media that the Brexit Party now has a mandate from the people to be involved in the Brexit process, saying his new members of European Parliament are ready to take responsibility. Mr. Farage said, "The new exit date is the 31st of October. We in the Brexit Party have got men and women of considerable business experience. We want to be part of that negotiating team. We want to take responsibility for what is happening, and we are ready to do so. I hope the government is listening. I have to say this, if we don't leave on October 31st, then the scores you have seen for the Brexit Party today will be repeated in a general election, and we are getting ready for it. History has been made. This is just the beginning," he added. Update, 0:40 a.m., Widdecombe tells BBC, "We came first, whether you like it or not. There was only ever one reason to vote for the Brexit Party. Vote for us if you want a Brexit, and that's what the nation has done big time tonight. This sends a very clear message to Westminster, again," said the Brexit Party's new MEP in a BBC interview. Ms. Widdecombe noted that while there are several reasons to vote for the Greens or the Liberal Democrats, the Brexit Party stood on one matter and one matter only, and that we came first, whether you like it or not. Update, 0:30 a.m., Corbyn says Brexit will have to go back to the people. Lifelong Eurosceptic Jeremy Corbyn appears to have officially abandoned any pretense of respecting the people's vote to leave the European Union in the wake of the EU election results, issuing a statement that the issue will have to go back to the people, whether through a general election or a public vote. Update, 0:20 a.m., Nigel Farage elected in South East, Brexit Party wins almost a million votes. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has been elected in the South East, with his Brexit Party claiming an astonishing 915,686 votes. Update, 0:10 a.m., Lord Adonis fails to win a seat. Gawain Taylor, the Brexit Party's singular and much-loved head of press, has expressed his horror at Arch-Remainer Andrew Adonis, a Blair era placeman in the House of Lords, failing to win a seat for the Labour Party in the European Parliament. Update, 11:55 p.m., and Widdecombe wins seat in South West, no MEPs for Tories, Labour. And Widdecombe, the popular veteran Tory who was one of the Brexit Party's star recruits, has won a seat in the South West, with her new party claiming a more than comfortable first-place finish. Neither the Tories nor Labour have won even a single seat, with both polling in the single digits. Update, 11:45 p.m., Tories failed to win a single seat in Yorkshire. Update, 11:40 p.m., Brexit Party claims huge victory in Thurrock. The Brexit Party romped home with 51.8% of the vote in Thurrock, with UKIP claiming another 5.7%. Labour were a distant second to Farage's party on 15%, with neither the Liberal Democrats or the Tories breaking 10%. Update, 11:30 p.m., Brexit Party leads with 49% of vote counted. With 49% of votes counted in the United Kingdom, Nigel Farage's Brexit Party appears to have a commanding lead over its rivals. The Tory vote appears to have collapsed in all areas, and voters are also abandoning Labour in both their leave-voting historic heartlands and their more privileged Remain-leaning bases, where the Liberal Democrats have made gains off their EU loyalist bollocks to Brexit platform. Update, 11:15 p.m., UKIP leader loses his seat. UKIP leader Gerard Batten has lost his seat in London, a Remainer stronghold. Mr. Batten worked hard to revive the fortunes of the flagging party by taking a series of calculated risks, including taking up Tommy Robinson's cause after his botched imprisonment for contempt of court and bringing in popular but controversial online personalities Carl Benjamin, Sargon of Akkad, and Marcus Meachin, Count Dankula. The strategy does not appear to have borne fruit. However, with the Brexit Party under Batten's former leader Nigel Farage having clearly emerged as the new voice for Brexit in the United Kingdom. Update, 11:05 p.m., Liberal Democrats win London. Nationally, the picture is looking strong for the Brexit Party but short of the highest predictions, which hit 37% in the week before the vote. 32% is still well ahead of the Eurosceptic vote achieved in the 2014 European election when UKIP got 27.5%, however. In London, the Liberal Democrats have cleaned up, taking 3 MEPs. The Conservatives have lost the 2 London representatives they won in 2014, while the Brexit Party have gained 2. Update, 11 p.m., Italian populist Salvini thanks Italy. Populist Italian Interior Minister Matteo Salvini has taken to Twitter to thank Italian voters as exit polls put his Lega Party in first place with between 27 and 30% of the vote, according to Italian broadcaster Rai. The projections also put the once mighty five-star movement, who were the largest party in the 2018 national elections, into third place behind the left-wing Democratic Party, PD. Update, 10:55 p.m., East of England declares. Good news for the Conservative Party, who were worrying for a near-total wipeout tonight. They have seen their first MEP elected in the East of England. That is nothing compared to the strong turnout for the Brexit Party, however, who took very nearly 4 in 10 votes in the region. Update, 10:40 p.m., first UK MEPs allocated. The first British region has declared, but the comparatively sparsely populated northeast of England has the power to appoint just 3 MEPs, quite a comparison to the southeast region, which has 10. The Brexit Party takes 2 seats, and Labour 1. Nationwide, the Brexit Party is pushing towards 35% so far. Not something that will likely last, but impressive work for early in the evening where urban and presumably more pro-Remain regions typically post results first. Update, 10:25 p.m., Orbán declares victory. Hungary's Viktor Orbán has officially declared victory for his Fidesz-KDNP party, suggesting he has won the anti-mass migration, pro-national identity mandate which he was seeking. Update, 10:20 p.m., Greek Prime Minister calls snap election. Greece's left-wing Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has called a snap general election after coming in second to the right-leaning New Democrats. Marine Le Pen has been calling on President Emmanuel Macron to do the same in France. As preliminary results indicate that exit polls are correct and her National Rally Party will defeat his left neoliberal RIM party. Update, 10 p.m., exit polls point to crushing victory for Hungary's Orbán. With almost all votes counted in Hungary, exit polls pointing to a crushing victory for Viktor Orbán's governing Fidesz-KDNP appear to have been vindicated, with the Prime Minister's party claiming around 52% of the vote, far, far ahead of the opposition Liberal Coalition, on around 16%. Dash. Original report. All eyes in the United Kingdom are on Nigel Farage's Brexit party, which is just weeks old but forecast to come in first place. As people who voted Leave in 2016 register their objection to the establishment's attempts to delay, water down, or even thwart Brexit entirely. Another major battleground is Italy, where Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of the Interior Matteo Salvini has emerged as the populist movement's leading man across continental Europe, and may end up sending one of, if not the, largest contingents of MEPs to Brussels of any party anywhere in Europe. Bulwarks of conservatism populism in Central Europe such as Poland and Hungary, which are already led by majority right-wing governments, appear to be holding fast, with the former's Law and Justice Party, Peace, set to see off a left-centrist European coalition and place first with its biggest ever vote share, and the latter's governing Fidesz-KDNP under Viktor Orbán winning a crushing victory with over 50% of the total vote. The performance of populist parties which made breakthroughs more recently, such as Alternative for Germany, AfD, and the Sweden Democrats, for example, is less clear. This story is developing. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.